Dane County Youth Court Coordinator Lori Herkus says the teen juries who sentence youth offenders require them to apologize to their victims and often make financial restoration. But Herkus says they also try to force young offenders to focus on their strengths. In a recent case, a girl charged with beating up a classmate told the jury she knew she had a problem controlling her anger.
She said that she had gone to a lot of anger management and things like that, and that it wasn't working for her. But it also came out that she liked dance. So the jury decided to sentence her to do 5 sessions of movement therapy at an organizational time bank member called Hancock Center for Dance and Creative Movement.
Nationally, youth courts have successfully reduced teen recidivism rates from about 25% to 11%. But Stephanie Rierich from the Dane County Youth Court says they can't handle all the teens that are eligible for diversion from the state juvenile system. Last year, police arrested more than 3,000 teens in Dane County, but only 40 were diverted to youth court.
The biggest challenge is just obtaining enough funding to expand our capacity to the level we need to. It costs a lot more money, of course, to send kids into the juvenile justice system. So the information is there about the efficacy of youth courts and that they save money. So it's a matter of prioritizing where the funding goes.
Rierich says there is strong support from police departments who are looking for ways to redirect teen offenders away from crime and towards becoming positive contributors to their neighborhoods. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.